This is David Duke, broadcasting to the world on Web Radio. And this is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio Broadcast, broadcasting to the entire world with news and information of vital importance to Europeans and people of European descent, no matter where they may live upon the earth. And as I always say, and I'll say it again, this broadcast is certainly important for all people, because every race, every nation, every heritage, every tradition on the planet faces a real danger from globalism. Not only globalism of an economy that will put us all out on the plantation as wage and life slaves to the major corporations, but also because right now the ultimate supremacists, the Jewish supremacists, the Jewish extremists who control Israel, and in fact who control the American government and our policies, the superpower of the world, they are fermenting and creating an incredible process of war and really destruction of every kind of heritage in the planet. We at DavidDuke.com are concerned, for instance, about the massive immigration into Europe because we want to preserve our heritage. We are also certainly concerned, and we understand the concern, for the people who want to preserve the nation and the people and the traditions and the heritage of Tibet. Tibet has a unique and historical culture and a great people with unique characteristics, and we believe that people definitely has the right to survive. Massive Chinese immigration will change that. If you have massive immigration into any particular nation by a totally different ethnic or racial group, you obviously are going to put that particular indigenous group in danger of losing its traditions, its culture, its heritage, even its very existence. But if this is true for Tibet, it's also true for Europe and the United States and Canada and Australia and New Zealand and all the nations where people of European descent dwell. And that's exactly what we face: massive immigration in Europe, massive immigration in the United States, massive immigration in Canada. And if this continues, we will literally be wiped off of the earth. The United States, under the domination of the Jewish extremists and under the byword of multiculturalism, is even pushing and demanding that Europe include Turkey into the new EU. Turkey would become the largest nation in the EU. It's a Muslim nation, not a Christian European nation, and it's certainly a nation of different descent. Nothing to be said against the Turks. They have every right to be Turks and to be Turkey and to have Turkish character and culture and heritage and preserve it. In fact, they're doing that quite well. They have a very high birth rate. And they are in no danger of losing their respective culture or heritage, except for the incursions of globalism, which is a threat to everyone. But if massive numbers of Turks freely come into Europe, combined with low European birth rates and intermarriage, Europe ceases to exist as a European society of European mankind. And you will slowly see the religious values, the traditions, the cultural values, the very essence of Europe, you will see that be changed. And you will see Turkey as the major and the largest voting bloc in Europe. Turkey in the EU then is like a huge sword in Europe. It's been an old competitor of Europe for hundreds of years, literally almost 1,500 years, and we have a situation now where Europe will be invaded, not by armies, but by masses of non-Europeans who will, in fact, change the lifestyle. What we're talking about here is the right to life, and we're talking about the most basic of human rights, and that is the right for people to live as their fathers lived, to live as they choose, and to continue their culture and heritage. Genocide is the term meaning genocide or destruction of the genes. That's where it comes from. It's the idea of wiping a people off the planet. The reason why the quote Holocaust is talked about so often is the most horrific event, it seems, in the history of the world, even more horrific than the tens of millions more who were killed by the Soviets, is because it's alleged to have been a plan or a plot to wipe the Jewish people out. Of course, that's pretty untenable. The Jewish people emerged from the war even stronger than ever all over the world, and there was never any real threat to the extinction of the Jewish people. In fact, after the war, Israel was founded, and never have the Jewish people, I think, waxed more mighty, as they would say in the Bible, than they do today. But the point is, genocide is supposed to be the worst offense of human rights, and I think that it is. The idea of wiping somebody off the planet or a particular cultural and genetic heritage off the planet is a terrible idea. Now, whether you do that through some sort of a system of murder or death, or whether you do that simply by massive immigration and promoting programs that destroy the elements that continue on a people, the vitality of that people, their birth rates and their health and the quality of their lives, it still has the same result in the end. It's still genocide. And we at DavidDuke.com are definitely opposed to the genocide of the European people, European and American people, because truly America as we know it, our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, the very values that our country was built upon, was truly a European system, a European value system, and created specifically by Europeans. Every founder of the United States of America as a political entity, every writer of the Constitution, every writer of the Declaration of Independence and signer of the Declaration of Independence, every essential value that was found in what we call America was in fact derived from the foundations of our people in European civilization and culture, and specifically in many ways from the British culture that our people descended upon, such as the traditions of the Magna Carta and other aspects of civil and human liberty that were enshrined in that document. So, ladies and gentlemen, we here at DavidDuke.com really are endeavoring to preserve our people, our heritage, our freedom, and our rights, and we think those things are under severe attack in our society. The first and most present danger, of course, is massive immigration. American borders are simply being overwhelmed by Mexican immigrants who are in fact not European, who are Reconquista and seek to actually reunite parts of North America with Mexico. It's going to dramatically affect our culture, our heritage, our economy, and many other aspects of our lives. It already is. It affects our crime rates. It affects so many different aspects of our society. We have the same kind of threat going on from other immigration, and we are definitely reeling from it in so many ways that are very negative to the well-being and the happiness of our people. We also have a real problem in terms of demographics in America, the rising non-white demographics. We find our people more and more victims of a disproportionate interracial crime rate that's absolutely incredible. For instance, let's take a look at some of the black criminal rate. Now, if you talk about black rates of crime in the United States, they accuse you of being racist, as if statistics are facts or are racist. Facts are facts. And the United States Justice Department in 2005 compiled the rape statistics in the United States of America, and they found that during that year, there were 37,460 black rapes or sexual assaults against white women. 37,460 black males assaulted or raped white women in the United States of America. Do you have any idea? Can you take a guess as to what the rate of white male assault, sexual assault, or rape against black women was for that year? Well, according to the Justice Department of the United States of America, compiled from actual crime reports and crime figures directly, the rate was zero. The number was less than 10. Now, I hope that you can swallow all that down and understand what those figures and those facts of crime mean. 37,460 white women attacked sexually by black males in America, less than 10 black women attacked by white males in America in 2005. You notice how the media so often talks about, quote, collective guilt of white people, for instance, for slavery or for Jim Crow or for lynching. The other day, the Congress of the United States, the Senate apologized for slavery, apologized for Jim Crow, as if there's some sort of collective white guilt, no matter the fact that not every white person owned a slave. In fact, most white people never owned a slave in the history of the United States of America. Most people don't have any direct ancestors that owned slaves. But somehow we're supposed to have a guilt for this. We talk about slavery a lot. And in addition to slavery, we talk about lynchings. We had a huge amount in the press about lynching since the Gina incident, which was really not related to blacks or the racial issue at all, frankly, but that's another story altogether. We hear about that all the time, the lynchings of blacks, and in fact, the United States government again wanted to apologize for lynchings. Well, first off, most lynchings were committed against white people in the past. And lynchings weren't really a racial phenomenon. They went along with the black crime rates, just as the present crime rates indicate a massive higher level of black crime against white people than white crime against black people. And in fact, in terms of real crime, most of the murders right now in this country are committed by blacks. And we have a disproportionate rate. That's why the lynchings were disproportionate. But we are given a white guilt because of the fact that there were lynchings in this country for a major part of our history. And in fact, it didn't even start as a racial issue at all. And yet, we have 37,000 white victims of a horrible black crime of sexual assault or rape against white women, and less than 10 black women. But somehow, there's no collective guilt assigned to the black race in America for this incredible crime, amount of crime committed against white women. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? Just think about the double standard here. Imagine for a moment if there were 37,000 black women being raped by white males in America and almost no white women raped by black males. I think there'd be marches in the street and there'd be talk about the guilt of white people about this. But there's no talk about this. There's no collective responsibility for this. So if you look at the actual rape history, and if you look at the actual history of so-called lynching, the truth is that at least 20 times more white women have been raped or sexually assaulted in just that 1 year of 2005, and that's just the most recent statistics, in that 1 year than in the entire history of lynchings in the United States of America, 20 times more. But again, there's no collective guilt assigned the black race. And we can go on and on. We also hear a collective guilt for slavery because slavery existed in parts of the Americas, obviously, and white people generally were the slave holders and blacks were the slaves. But the truth is that the slave trade itself, this is another interesting fact of history we don't talk about much, was actually controlled not simply by white folks, but specifically by Jewish individuals. That's right. There's no doubt about it. There's no argument about it. And I can quote Jewish histories, major Jewish histories by the American Jewish Historical Society and many other prominent forces that literally boast. They did boast. They don't talk about it much anymore these days. But 20 years ago, before this became an issue, they boasted about the fact that they completely dominated and controlled the slave trade. But, of course, we don't hear any collective guilt about Jews for the slave trade. And of course, we don't hear any collective guilt for the fact that most blacks had direct ancestors that, in fact, owned slaves. It's much more likely that a black person in the United States of America or in Europe had direct ancestors, black ancestors, who owned slaves than it is for a white person in Europe or America to have direct ancestors that owned slaves. If there's a racial guilt for slavery, slavery existed all over Africa. It was extremely common. And it still exists in many places in Africa. The truth is that the one people that ended slavery were, in fact, the white people. White people, Europeans and Americans, had a tremendous impact in ending a great deal of it. They can't wipe it out completely. In fact, they've tried, but it's still existing in some parts of Africa. The white race basically helped end slavery among blacks on the African continent. Not the blacks, but whites did that. But I don't think we're going to be given any collective accolades for those actions. So you see, I'm not talking here about hating black people or hating Jewish people or being against anybody. I'm talking about the idea that we have a right to preserve our own heritage, and we have a right to defend ourselves from the attacks against our heritage, our culture, our well-being in the media. If our children grow up and they're taught that white people are evil and have an evil history, and they're taught to hate their own race, their own heritage, that's certainly not a good thing for their psychological development, nor is it a good thing for the survival of our own people. A people that don't understand their heritage and the greatness of their heritage are far less willing to work for it and struggle for it. Every people, every group stands up consistently for their own interests. We have the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, which is an organization unashamedly for the interest of the black American people. Obama talked about the fact that he absolutely was an activist for the black community. Michelle Obama wrote that specifically in her paper at Princeton University. We have groups like La Raza Unida, the United Race, a major Mexican organization, or UNIDA, and it absolutely, La Raza is a group that is the race. It stands up for the interests and the heritage of Mexicans in this country. We have every kind of association you can name for different races. But if a white person stands up for our heritage, the heritage that really founded America, then that's called racist. I think this is hypocritical, and I think it's evil, and I believe our people have a right to exist, and we have a right to continue to exist, and we have a right not to be discriminated against in a job or a scholarship or promotion when we are better qualified, which is exactly the nature of so-called affirmative action. Affirmative action is not about equal opportunity. Affirmative action is about putting in a less qualified minority over a better qualified white. And this is institutionalized by government and by so many major corporations in this country. This is truly, truly a massive program of racial discrimination. It's a massive program against the human rights of white people in the United States of America, yet it's called this very nice term of affirmative action, kind of like being, you know, going to the doctor and him telling you you've got a very, you know, you've got a very interesting disease. It's called affirmative cancer. There is no affirmative action in it. It's racial discrimination, but it's not described that way. And that's because the media in this country is controlled by people who really have a deep and abiding hatred. How else can I say it? For our people. And not only many of them are non-Europeans that control media, and I think you know the specific group that I'm referring to here, but and they recruit, and they really have a system of psychology that, you know, only whites who diminish their own people and side on the with the non-whites of the United States and the world, they're the ones who get advancement, and they're the ones whose stories. No one approaches or advances in media who dares to reveal, for instance, the massive racial discrimination against whites in the so-called affirmative action program. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are really standing up in this organization, DavidDuke.com and the Duke Report and EURO, the European American Unity and Rights Organization, for the principles of our people, for the heritage of our people. We're not doing it in a hateful way, obviously. We're not doing it in a violent way. We condemn any sort of violence. We are activists for our own people, and we're not white supremacists. You notice that they always identify us that way. We don't believe any race should be put ahead or have control over any other race. We believe that each people has the right to freedom of self-determination. But we do believe in the respect of our own heritage and the continuation of our own heritage and the absolute safeguard of our rights of freedom of speech and press and the right not to be discriminated against and the right to live as a people and have our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren reflect the values of their forefathers. It's good to be with you today, and I hope that some of these ideas are now more clarified for some of the listeners of DavidDuke.com so that you understand what we're all about and you have a chance to hear for yourself the ideas that I believe in and what I'm advocating here on this website.
This has been a David Duke Worldwide Web Radio broadcast.